Right, so anyway, that's the introduction to Lough. So we woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning, having had not a very good night's sleep, because we're worried about all the people coming there, coming to look at us and check on us, and we were worried about security, obviously, and it was our first night in Lough, we weren't too sure. And actually, Laotian people are nothing like Thai people, even though they do speak similar language. And our neighbouring countries, Thai people are so friendly. Laotian people are quite cold from, I'm sure they're not, but from a Westerner's point of view, generally quite unfriendly, which is fine. But something that both Jay and I have noticed is that no matter how many Westerners they seem to see, they stare at you. And then Jade pointed out that it might be because we're in a full spandex outfit, a brightly coloured helmet, cycling through these villages, which I might look quite stupid, which is fair enough. So we cycled to, took us 3 days to get to Luang Namta, which was, well, I was expecting a fairly big town, but it wasn't that big. And in those 3 days of getting to Luang Namta, we stayed in really remote places with no electricity and obviously no phone service, and I, of course, no Wi-Fi. So that was a bit strange, and also it was very difficult to find food. We'd stop at roadside places and just couldn't find anything. I mean, there's a few shops selling washing powder, Fanta, orange, and maybe like some tape or a comb or something that you just don't need. So it was really strange. We did try to get some snacks, which are all out of date and dusty and horrible. And so that was a bit strange, because we're burning, well, we think we're burning between 3 and 6,000 calories a day, because our bikes weigh so much and Lough is really mountainous. So it's quite unnerving when you can't actually get the calories back into your system. And we both noticed that we were quite low in energy, and it's been incredibly hot. So that's been quite strange. So anyway, both of us are quite looking forward to crossing the border into China, which I'm sure is going to be exceptionally difficult as a country to travel in. But just really looking forward to what's ahead, really. Yeah. So physically, unfortunately, I've got quite a sore knee, my right knee, which has troubled me all my life, so it's no surprise. But as it's only 11 days into this potentially 250-day cycling trip, it's unnerving me slightly. Definitely a little bit anxious about that. But I think it's just my cycling style. I do tend to put it up into a really high gear and crank very hard, and I need to just put it into a lower gear and spin a bit more, so that it's not putting so much pressure on just behind my kneecap. So I'm just going to concentrate on that, and hopefully everything should be fine. So today, heading for Botan, which is the border with Lough and China. And it's about, well, it's 60k from Luang Namta, and I've been cycling for 25. Averaged quite fast this morning, 20k an hour, so that's really good. Sabaydi! Hi! Oh, cute kids. So that's the plan, and then if we can, we're going across the border today into China, depending on how long it looks like that's going to take. Some people say it takes an hour to get through. It may take 5 minutes, it may take a couple hours, depending. So no expectations there. There is apparently a guest house in Botan, which is on the Lough side. And then if we do cross, we still have 60 kilometres, which apparently is flat, to get to somewhere to stay. So that would make it a good 125km a day. And at the moment we're going uphill steadily, and it's uphill for the next 40k. So I would like to say we could do that, but I don't. No, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. We know there's a place to stay, so if it's 7 o'clock when we get there, it won't be too much of a problem. We've got some money and generally very, very well organised. Had a day off yesterday, so that's quite nice. But it is very